Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the day we've all been looking forward to? Friday. Time for some celebration, don't you think?
Yeah.
A lot to cover during the course of the broadcast today. And had a conversation with a good friend yesterday evening. And we were discussing some interesting things going on, you know, with me, going on with him, and just some life circumstances. And one of the things that was really interesting is during the course of that conversation, he was just sharing some things, some eventualities of things that may occur in the future that he's planned for. And I was listening to this and I thought, wow, that's really interesting. It's encouraging that this is a person who's thinking ahead. Now, what's the tie-in to what's going on the stage of life in our country right now? I'm concerned that we're at a place we need to do some deep thinking about our future. I'm going to share a few stories here at the top of this broadcast about something that's going on to the north of us in Virginia. I think I made the comment a few weeks ago that this situation is volatile, and it is. And I'm not sure that the media really grasped the seriousness of this. I want us to begin thinking, because there are some things we need to seriously think about. I've shared with you a number of times on this program that back during the 80s, I believe it was a prediction from a Soviet professor who predicted the United States was going to break up into several republics. I've also made reference to the show Revolution. If you watched that show that was on NBC several years ago, that was based on that idea that something happened, some cataclysmic event occurred, and the country broke up into republics. I believe there's the real possibility of a number of shifts in our country just based on the political winds. And to be honest with you, I'm not afraid of this. I think in some sense, and you'll hear what I'm talking about when I share the specifics of this story and what's happening on the ground in Virginia, I would not mind seeing a realignment in some ways. You've heard talk about, for instance, in California, there are those who would like to secede and separate themselves from the Looney Tune government in California. Because again, this is one of those situations where these blue areas of the country, they are pretty much getting their way because of population. This is one of the reasons why you don't ever want to see the Electoral College get abolished. We would be ruled by these cities. And just ask yourself, do you want the ethics, the economic conditions, the morals, the character of these cities? Do you want Charlotte to become San Francisco? Do you want Greenville to become San Francisco or New York City? Is that why you're here? Did you move here for that reason? And one of the other unfortunate things about growth, as we see people fleeing some of these areas where you have a very unfavorable political climate that leads to an unfavorable economic climate, people move here and they bring their crappy politics with them. So what ends up happening is you're spreading the contagion, which is a subject for another day. I want to start here on the positive side because I want there to be some level of encouragement that even in the midst of Democrat advances, and I would say the advances of the so-called progressive movement, just people power can make a difference and prevent what can be some pretty cataclysmic changes. Case in point, thousands of NRA supporters showed up at the Capitol building in Virginia Monday in a show of opposition that actually pushed Democrats in the state legislature to moderate or abandon some of their strictest gun control proposals. Now, these people are radical. They are absolute radicals. But I think the lesson out of this, it's just by a show of, I would hesitate to use the word force, but just by showing up would be a good way to put it. It sends a message and causes some of these really crazy radical nuts to back off. The state director for the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action told the Washington Free Beacon, "We are beyond impressed by the turnout. You can see the passion and enthusiasm the citizens of Virginia have in joining us in this fight." And the presence of all of these gun rights supporters, it appeared to have an impact. Democrats formally withdrew one of their bills, a hotly contested bill that would have effectively confiscated AR-15s and similar firearms and moderated several other proposals. I want you to think about that just for a moment. Just think about that right here in Charlotte, in Greenville, in Greer, wherever you are right now, York County, Lancaster. Can you imagine your state government deciding, we don't believe you should have an AR-15. We're going to confiscate those. The fact that they would even have that discussion, isn't that madness? It's madness. But this is where we are. And what these folks are doing is they're testing the waters. Don't for a minute believe that this is not going to come back. And let me add, do not believe for a moment this is not possible in either of these Carolinas. I've said before and lamented what has happened to the Republican Party because there's precious little leadership. And if you continue to have migration, North Carolina is the greatest risk here. If you continue to have migration from these blue states, completing the takeover of places like North Carolina and transforming it into a blue state, it's not that difficult at all, just through population, colonization. So we can be encouraged by just by showing up. There can be a difference here. Now, this NRA leader makes a point. While there's some improvements in some of these bills, overall, it's still bad legislation. It is bad. Putting in more regulations, make it more onerous for law-abiding citizens to own guns is not a good thing. But this is why we are encouraged to forever be vigilant. We must. Coming up, I'm going to talk about this fanning the flames that's taking place, what the governor is doing there, but also another interesting angle of what could happen next. Stay with us.
I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, those of you here in the Charlotte area, and this is a very important reminder, you want to completely avoid the area around Freedom Drive. There's an Advance Auto store where an armed man has barricaded himself. And this standoff has been going on for quite a while. The store is at 2910 Freedom Drive near Allegheny. So if you have any business in that area at all, on the way through there, to there, be prepared for some possibilities for going in a different direction altogether. You definitely need some detours because it's not an area you need to be at this hour. In the first segment, we were talking about people power and the fact that we are able to resist, peacefully resist, and have some influence, even in circumstances that are certainly not in our favor politically. My friend Jeff Katz up in Virginia posted this. Make no mistake. We, the people of Virginia, are experiencing the war of Northam aggression. That's pretty clever, isn't it? Northam aggression, referring to the governor. Yes, it is. Well put. Coming up, we're going to talk about something else that he's done. But something I think is a really good thing. I think this is going to cause some people to panic and think, oh, this is terrible. This is divisive. I profoundly disagree. And it goes along with what I said about possibilities of realignment. We'll address that coming up. First, let's go out to a call from Ian in Harrisburg. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, Vince. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right.
I was just mentioning this to somebody else, and I was telling them how this stuff in Virginia is how it always, always starts. It started like that in South America, and I'm from South America. I was adopted when I was a child, and anytime somebody comes along that wants absolute control, they appeal to people's emotions and the fact that people care about people, and they make the case that guns are unsafe, usually when... That's when they start using children as props, and then they'll just slowly and incrementally try to get all the guns that way.
Yep.
That's exactly what Hugo Chavez did. That's what they did under Juan and Eva Perón, and it's always the same. It happened under Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong.
Yes, you obviously are a student of history. And you've paid attention to the playbook because it really doesn't change, does it?
It never changes, and people don't realize that. Anytime you want to go after somebody, you will go after education, you go after health care, you go after getting the military on your side, and you get all civilian-owned weapons. It always, always happens the exact same way.
Yes, that is pretty amazing. And if only we would learn from history. And we see the early signs of this and do something about this. Ian, I'd like you to hold on the line to get some information from you. And, this is what I appreciate. Again, this is forward thinking, recognizing what is the overall agenda. What is the agenda here? And what are they doing? What does it look like compared to past movements? Because, again, you have to understand, these are leftist, so-called progressive movements, and they've done the same thing in other countries. It doesn't change at all. So it would be foolish of us to ignorantly kind of drift along and think somehow something's going to happen differently this time. It's not. And what I've said is they'll keep coming back. They will knock, and they will knock, and they will knock, and keep coming back until they get what they want. This is how it works. Incrementalism. And it's very effective. Very effective. Let's take a call here from Keith in Rock Hill. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing again today?
Doing well, sir.
Jeff Katz robbed my thunder, so I will drop. I was going to ask you the question, is that do you think this was going to lead to the war of Northrop aggression? But he stole my thunder. No, the danger of this is, I was talking to a gentleman this morning that's close to mine and your age, and he's going, oh, no, if they come to ask for my guns, it would be for the good of the country to turn them over. And I'm going, wow, I can't believe I just heard this man say this. I'm just in utter shock that he would be willing freely, if some police officer or National Guard member was standing there going, oh, I'm here to get your guns. Here. I just can't believe that somebody would be that better. No better word is sheepish to do that.
Yep. I hear you. I hear you.
The danger of that is why can't nobody accept the fact it's never the weapon, it's the person holding the weapon every time. It doesn't matter whether it's fully automatic. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go out and start shooting a bunch of people. That's just not in my nature. I don't truly believe that you would do that. I don't think that's in your nature. But, you know, the thing about it is there's always going to be bad people around us. And, you know, and bad people are not going to go by the laws anyway. So they're going to get a gun and go shoot up anything they want to. And no amount of laws we pass are ever going to protect us that way.
Or they will find another means to carry out something very devious and destructive and deadly. There are other things you can use other than guns. I mean, let's
according
go.
According to the FBI stats, I looked at them a couple of days ago. There were more people killed with hammers in the United States than there were with long guns.
That doesn't surprise me. Does not surprise me the least bit. Keith, I do appreciate your call. Always insightful. And again, what these folks like to do is to prey on fear. Fear. So what you have is a lot of demagoguery. Case in point, the governor of Virginia is going to declare a state of emergency, wants to have riot police and the National Guard in place.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is really crazy. And again, what he's trying to do is to put people like you and I, those of us who are constitutionalists, in the same category as the racist people in Charlottesville. That's what he's trying to do, is broad brush everybody and say all these people are radicals, and what they're trying to do is to stir up some sort of violent incident, so we need to make sure we are prepared. This is dangerous, very dangerous. Because what he's doing is escalating something that does not need to be escalated. Now, I certainly hope that what happens on Monday is very peaceful. Watch the news very carefully and with a discerning ear and throw in a discerning eye as well. Because the attempt, again, will be to portray those of us who believe in these constitutional values as radicals who are threatening to somehow cause violence, kill people. You know, and next thing you know, we're going to be accused of being anarchists. All of us. All of us. And the sad thing, all it takes is one. Just one. One crazy person doing something, and they will try to put us all in the same category. This is what they do every single time. James, you got about 30 seconds here.
Yeah, I just wanted your take on what I was overhearing. Trump read some articles of national concealed carry as opposed to state by state. Obviously, you'd have to have background checks. And then thoughts how that might affect Chicago and New York and some of the other D.C. if that was able to be implemented. Your take on that?
Well, I think it's a great idea. The question is, can you get this accomplished, James, especially when you have a House controlled by Democrats? I think something like that would be pretty much dead on arrival for right now. If the Republicans can retake the House and get some real Republicans in there, it's a possibility. Over on the text line. Do you think that when President Trump is acquitted, Nancy Pelosi will order personalized Kleenex boxes of tissues for the crying Democrats? Might want to do that right now to make sure there's plenty of lead time. Vince, Virginia, a wake-up call. How important the Greenville County Sheriff's election is. Yes, that's a very important local contest. You know, sheriffs, they are perhaps going to be the final line of defense for individual communities if they're able to stand against tyranny. Gary out of Traveler's Rest. Vince, gun control is not about guns. It's about control. Yes, it is. Vince, thanks for talking about Virginia. If it's about what happened at Charlottesville, why can't we ban Dodge Chargers or cars in general? Why go after guns? Yep. You're exactly right. The term bitter clingers comes to mind, and it should. Vince, the Virginia governor calling in the National Guard is very reminiscent of Kent State, Ohio, where the governor called in the National Guard at a relatively peaceful demonstration for dead. Dwight, you are correct. Sometimes things are escalated beyond what is necessary and provocative unnecessarily.
By the way, Vince, some of them do want to ban powerful cars.
Oh, yes. It doesn't surprise me at all. Yes, it is part of the same crowd. It's crazy. Vince, why Monday? Martin Luther King. Yes, and this is part of why this is a day set aside for lobbying. Now, I think a lot of people think of lobbying in a bad way, but the idea behind the lobbying in Virginia is for regular citizens to be able to go to the Capitol, the state Capitol, and just make an appearance. And this is a day so many are off from work because it is MLK Day. So what better day could you possibly have? Also, if you don't like guns, don't buy one. Yeah, that's pretty simple. When the right is abortion, they say if you don't like it, then don't have one. So let's apply the same reasoning to gun ownership. Yep. Why not? But that's different. I'm sure that's what they will say. That's different. Let's go out to Steve in Charlotte. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
All right. So I just have a thought for the day on the subject of the day. And then I'll say goodbye. The thought, which is not original with me, but I like it, is citizens are armed, subjects are not.
Ooh. There you go. That's pretty straight to the point, sir. And we get it. Believe me. That's excellent. Thanks for reminding us. Citizens armed, subjects not. That's kind of scary, isn't it? See, this is what they want. They want you to be a subject. God forbid. Okay, do you want this to get even crazier? Well, let's make this even crazier than it already is. In Virginia. Enter West Virginia. In a display of pro-Second Amendment solidarity, a group of West Virginia lawmakers have introduced a resolution inviting Virginia counties frustrated by gun control efforts to switch states. Yes, this is serious. I have looked at this resolution. It's House Concurrent Resolution 8. This proposal was actually put forth on Tuesday. It would allow certain Virginia counties and independent cities to be admitted to West Virginia as constituent counties. Wouldn't that be interesting? Switch states. See, and I'm all for this. Why not? Freedom of association? This is about as basic as you get. This group, 20 West Virginia Republicans and one independent, introduced the resolution said in the proposal, Virginia lawmakers have repudiated the counsel of that Tribune of Liberty, Patrick Henry, who stated to the Virginia Ratifying Convention in 1788, oh, the irony, that the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. Isn't this ironic? At the very place where you heard this very important freedom inspired message, you have a governor who's trying to undermine the constitutional right to own a gun. It's pretty simple. This resolution goes on. The government at Richmond now seeks to place intolerable restraints upon the rights guaranteed under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution to the citizens of Virginia. If it passes, the Virginia General Assembly would need to approve the resolution and hold an election prior to August 1st, 2020, allowing residents in Virginia counties to vote on whether they'd like to join West Virginia. So here's what would have to happen. These counties, they'd have to have an election, and the Virginian legislature, they would have to decide whether to let these folks go. We start bringing out that song, Let My People Go. Hey, I don't think this is crazy. There are people who might think this is silly. No, it's not. You want to turn the place into some sort of liberal extension of California or New York? I'm out. Why do you think you have in places like Charlotte? Why do you think you have people who are flocking out of the city of Charlotte and moving to places like Fort Mill and Fort Lawn and York and Lancaster County? Why do you think you have people even in Greenville who are moving to other areas like Travelers Rest? Why is that happening? They don't like the liberal government policies, and they want to get away from the overspending, the taxes. And they should be able to. And if communities decide we don't like the tyranny of fill in the blank, you know, it's kind of amazing when you think about it. You should have the perspective that you're willing to see a repeat of what happened in the founding of the country. If it was good enough to reject a king in a distant capital in the founding of our country, how different is that from today? Now, I understand, I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating a peaceful separation. And if people get to the point, they're thinking, all right, we've had enough. And certainly on a state county level, they ought to be able to collectively decide, we don't want this county to be a part of Virginia anymore. Bye. Wouldn't it be great to see this kind of a realignment all across the country? Let people of, you know, I've even thought this, let people of similar interest come together. People want to live in the California paradise? Go out there. You don't want to? Move. It's isn't that what freedom is all about in the first place? But it's other people who want to force you to do something. They want to control you. And yes, you darn well better stay here so we can take your tax dollars and then screw you afterwards. That's how many of these folks think. We'll get to some of your calls here in a bit. Lots of interesting stuff here on the text line. Like this, the left has shown Americans violence, hate, aggression for the past few years. They're manipulating conservatives into acting out. Keep calm and carry guns. You know, I've said this before. Remember, you know, back during this whole Charlottesville thing, when this was, you know, in the run-up to this, I was encouraging people, just stay away from this stuff. Don't go to these demonstrations, especially when you know there's a possibility of confrontation. Just stay away. It's just best not to even be in the vicinity that you even have the possibility of being linked with something. What good is going to be accomplished by being out there arguing with people? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Vince, a little take, different take on your caller's statement. Masters are armed. Slaves are not. Great job this morning, Vince. Thank you for standing up for all of our rights. Vince, believe me, they're starting to ruin travelers' rest as well. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Progressivism is like a cancer, and it's not something you can contain into a little box. It's everywhere. Also this, what's ironic is the seal of the state of Virginia features a man holding a spear and a sword standing on the neck of a dead tyrant. Yeah, irony. These people do have, they have absolutely no understanding or appreciation of history. Another person asks, where is the reform from within, though? Yeah, that would be nice. That I'm just speaking, for example, in a place like the city of Charlotte now, you've got a majority Democrat situation, and the population and demographics have changed. And there are people who seriously raised the question even years ago, would there ever be another Republican mayor in Charlotte? How can you do reform within the city and within the city government when, electorally speaking, you just cannot get enough people elected? It's kind of like California. What kind of reform do you expect to enact in California or New York City? What are the odds? What are the chances? I hope you understand that. Vince, you're talking out your rear end here. There's more people trying to move in downtown Charlotte now than ever. Before liberal downtown Charlotte, they can't build the condos quick enough. Yep, there's still people coming in, no question about it. You allow liberal leaders to be voted in time and time again, then you leave? Stand up and remove these leaders. Again, goes back to what I said. Once there's a majority Democrat, what are you going to do? How do you change this? Just a sampling of some of the items here on the text line. I love this. Vince, if we're realigning, be aware. South Carolina does not want Charlotte. I get it. Let's go out to a call from Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Vince. I trust you're doing well today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a saying by Thomas Jefferson that I think sums it up very, very well. You will never know the need for the Second Amendment until they come to take it away. Now, unfortunately, by that time, it'll be too late. But that's your argument against all liberals who say, well, you don't need a gun for this, you don't need a gun for that. No, I need my gun to protect myself from you.
Yep. That is it. And it's, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about self-defense. And yes, that's important. You'll hear people talk about hunting. Yes, that's important. But the main reason you have guns is to protect yourself from a tyrannical government. That's really what it's for. And some people, they're uncomfortable talking about that reality, aren't they?
They are indeed. And may I add something real quick that I forgot to bring up with Charles when he took my call? There's a lot of people talking about, you know, the possibility of a gun confiscation. You know, they can have my guns, you know, barrel first, bullets first. That's not how it would go down here. There are too many guns in this country. There's close to 400 million guns in the United States of America. They could never confiscate them. They know they would get shot. What they would simply do would be to make them illegal. You'd have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days to turn them in, just like Trump did with the bump stocks, and then have some horrendous penalty. If you got caught with so much as a single round of ammunition, you go to prison for life. That's what they would do.
And through intimidation, fear, you'd have people, you know, beginning to buckle. That's
you would to a certain extent. Most of them would get buried. But my point is, you would never have an outright gun confiscation because that would result in an armed civil uprising that they will have no way, no hope in hell of winning. And they know that. That's why they would never go door to door and try and get this done. It would not work.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You raised some great points there, Doug. Very much appreciate your call. Let's go out to York and Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Vince. Again, you are so on target. It's incredible. If you want to see what, well, first of all, those who would give up liberty for security deserve neither. I didn't make that up. It's been quoted by several people in our history. But if you want an example of states that are failing, Connecticut's one, and Vermont is another one, and there's others. Vermont will pay you, listen to everyone that wants to move and make money. Vermont will pay you $10,000 a person if you will move to Vermont because they're losing so much population. But they want you to have a job where the income is from outside the state. It's a total example of what you...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.